B-Pod Studios.
That would be fun, but right now we got a great playback for you. Let us go back to Friday, July the 2nd, 1993. Veteran Stadium, the first pitch. Are you ready? 1:28 Saturday morning was the first pitch. Before they changed the rule, the vet, the location, the attendance to start the night, 54,617. On the call, Chris Wheeler and Jay Johnstone. Yes. All right, before we get to game two, let's play the final out from game one. And listen to Wheels talk about the amount of time game one took and that time and the time it was before game two, which is awesome.
And then you give up on it, and then the ball just breaks back in over the outside part of the plate.
Struck him out on a breaking ball, so that'll do it. The San Diego Padres are going to win game number one as Gene Harris will pick up a save. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Tim Riegelman's club wins their 30th game of the year against 49 losses. The Phillies are now 52-27 and have lost three in a row. 2 hours and 34 minutes is the time of the game. Rain delays, 5 hours and 54 minutes. We'll be right back after this.
That's awesome. All right, let's start game two with the first couple moments in the game. Harry did not start on the call. So here's Wheels and Jay Johnstone calling the first two outs and also introducing the defense in the starting lineup for the Fighting Phils.
Jeff Gardner leads it off in game number two, beginning officially at 1:28. With Jose De Leon on the mound will be Jeff Gardner. He's playing at second base. Craig Shipley, the third baseman, and Billy Bean in right, the first three hitters to face De Leon. And here's a 3-2 pitch, swinging a tapper towards second. Morandini on a short hop throws him out. That's Ricky Jordan playing at first base. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll go around the defense. Incaviglia is in left. Amaro in center. Lenny Dykstra, his first game he hasn't started. Eisenreich in right. Hollins, Batiste, Morandini, and Jordan. Todd Pratt catching, and De Leon the pitcher. Walk two, struck out five, and down on strikes goes Shipley.
Two slow off-speed pitches by De Leon to Shipley. Shipley way out in front. De Leon with his first strike out of the night at a mere 1:31 in the morning.
All right.
How great is that, dude? Is that awesome?
There's no way they wanted to be on that call.
Of course not.
They're like, oh my God, it's 1:30 in the morning. It's the top of the first.
Right? Oh my God, is that awesome or what? All right, the game was actually moving quick through the first two innings, but then we get to the top of the third. Jose De Leon hits Andy Benes of the Padres, a Padres pitcher. Andy Benes is a pretty good pitcher. The next batter, Jeff Gardner, reaches on an error. And now two down, two on for Craig Shipley.
De Leon a little wild with his breaking ball and forkball. Jose has started five games for the Phillies last year and this year as Fagosi and Vukovic look out there. And he has a three earned run average. Hits at the deep left center. Back goes Incaviglia. It is gone. A three-run home run for Craig Shipley. His second home run of the year. And the Padres lead it 3-0 on three unearned runs.
Well, that's what happens when errors get to your infielders. It puts the pitcher in the hole. De Leon comes in with a fastball right down the chute. And Shipley just drives it right out of here.
Oh, my God, Andrew, is that not awesome?
3-0 on.
I love it. Oh, I love these people. They're the best. Phils go down 1-2-3, bottom of third. Padres get right back to work, top four. back-to-back doubles by Fred McGriff and that Phil Plantier. You remember him, Andrew?
Of course.
Phil Plantier. Take a listen.
Coming into this year, 191 Major League home runs, and of course, tack on another 17 for 93.
This ball is really hit hard. It'll hit the wall on one hop, and McGriff will have a stand-up double. He has 17 home runs on the year, and that is double number 9 for Fred McGriff leading off the fourth inning. And Phil Plantier, the batter, he had a pop-up foul to Ricky Jordan at first, his first time up. Oh, way up in the air, back goes Eisenreich at the wall, and it's off the wall. McGriff got a late start, but it bounces away from Amaro, so they're going to be able to score him anyway. And it's 4-0. People are going to get a little ugly here pretty soon.
I'd like to see what happened out there, because as the ball bounced in, it looked like Amaro had a chance to hold McGriff, and the ball gets by him.
Oh, my God. I'm enjoying just the crowd. It's like a movie, right?
Yeah, it sounds like they're right next to the mic, and they're like, "Here, can you boo for us real quick?"
Oh my God, that is awesome! All right, two batters later, it's Kevin Higgins, and Higgins hits a dribbler down the first baseline. Ugliness ensues.
Higgins tops it first base side. Jordan to De Leon covering. He throws it away, and another run's going to score. Boy, this is really getting ugly. Plantier scores on the play. That'll be probably an error on... They're going to give it a single, and then an error on Jordan, allowing the runner Plantier to score. No RBI. Johnny Padres out. There's nobody up in the Phillies bullpen because they're so short on pitching right now. Fans are mistaking Padres for Fregosi. They're not really nobody. There isn't anybody up in the pen thinking he's going to take him out of the game.
Well, isn't that great? The pitching coach comes out and the fans start cheering because they think they're pulling him.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right. So two outs. Wait, where were we at? I'm sorry. Phil's down 5-0, and the crowd, the vet, as you can hear, is getting restless. In the bottom of the fourth, they gave him finally something to cheer about. Runners first and second for Izzy.
Hey, Ricky Jordan taking his lead off second. Kurt Stillwell giving him a little Eisenreich. That is a base hit to right field. Jordan will score. Pete Cavilla goes to third. The Phillies are on the board and trail it 5-1.
Eisenreich makes hitting very simple. He has such a short stroke, and he takes such a short stride that pitchers who make mistakes, as Bennis did on this one, you see the breaking ball just above the knees, right in Eisenreich's wheelhouse. And all Jim did was just wait a very short, quick stroke, lined himself a single down the right field line.
Nice. Easy. It's all about the Phillies in the bottom of the fourth. All right. They get right back into it. Bottom of the fifth. Milt Thompson is on third. Mickey Morandini on second. Ricky Jordan coming up to bat. Wow. Take a listen.
Bennis from the stretch, and the pitch to Jordan is outside ball one. One ball and two strikes. We apologize for what happened. We don't know what happened either.
Well, there was a bolt of lightning that raced across the sky, and all of a sudden everything went dark. It's just, you know, as soon as Morandini hit that ball, it's kind of like the Nashville with Roy Hobbs. The lightning streaked across the sky and everything went off the air.
Jordan, a long drive, deep left field. Back they go. This ball is gone. A home run, Ricky Jordan. And all of a sudden, the Phillies are back in it as Jordan hits a three-run homer. And it's 5-4, San Diego.
How about that? Ricky Jordan, Judas, going yard. Let's jump. Top of the seventh. Padres up. And Wheels and Jay Johnstone start talking about the time of the day. Just take a listen to the whole thing.
You don't mind if I stand, do you? And stretch my legs a little bit?
No, go right ahead. I've been doing that once in a while. Keep the adrenaline going a little. 1-2 to Bennis. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Strikeout number 2 for David West. On in his second inning of work. Here is Gardner. And the Fanatic is still alive and well. Heading through the stands.
He's lost.
Strike called. We are in the seventh inning of game number 2. Padres lead it by 1.
In case you've just arisen or are finding it hard to sleep or are delivering the morning paper, this is not a tape, folks. We are live here at the Fed in game 2. First game delayed by over 5 hours of rain. Umpires decided to continue with the second game, which started at 1:28 in the morning.
3:16 on that MAB clock on the wall.
We still have, what do we have, about 5,000-6,000 people out here?
Sounds like a lot more because of the loud they are.
Yes, they are loud.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Cause, how great is this? Seriously.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Starts off with kind of stretch my legs a little bit.
Oh, that's great. Top of the eighth inning, Wheels and Jay Johnstone gives us a summary on the first seven innings as our buddy, one of the greats, Larry Anderson, begins to warm up. Listen to him talking about the security guards who were dancing with the Fanatic and the well-behaved fans in attendance.
Here's a summary of this ball game. You see the Padres jumped out 5-0. Phillies with a run in the fourth, and Ricky Jordan's 3-run home run in the fifth inning made it close. That's where we are at 5-4. Shipley's 3-run home run got the Padres off and winging in the third. This game started at 1:28. It is now 3:26 as we head to the eighth inning. And Larry Anderson on for the Phillies. He will bat in the number one hole. See the numbers on Anderson. Had a good year for the Phillies. Was in a San Diego Padres uniform this time last year. He will face Billy Beane, Tim Tuffle, and Phil Plantier in the eighth. Fanatic in the far reaches of the upper deck and dead center field right under Fanavision, up there with some of the security guys dancing to a little Bruce Springsteen music. There we go. Been a really well-behaved crowd tonight. I mean, they're a little rowdy, but they haven't been, any problems, no fights or anything, so the security guards can be up there dancing at this hour of the morning instead of having to worry about the fans, and they're to be credited for that.
Well, I mean, why not? It's only 3:27 in the morning. What else would you be doing at that hour other than dancing?
Pretty good line dance up there.
All right. Here we go. That's pretty good. We got a ball game. Remember, Phil's down 5-4. It's top of the eighth. Padres looking to get some insurance run. Billy Beane is on first. How about that,
Andrew? Yeah, how about that?
After reaching with a walk, Phil Plantier rips one to right.
Shot past Jordan. It's a fair ball. Kicks off the box seats. Eisenreich has a play at second, maybe. Plantier is out. He never got to the bag, it looked like. He is out. The runner is at third base. And here comes Riggleman. It looked like maybe the slide drove him up short. Beane is at third.
The argument by Riggleman is the fact that Plantier got his foot in before the tag was applied by Batiste. Dana DeMuth says no. We'll show you the replay.
See if he gets there. I think the dirt might have gotten him, kept him, so he didn't get there. See? He didn't get there.
See, he did not get there, Wheels said. All right. Two outs, top of the eighth. Beane on third. L.A. needs one more big out. And he gets ahead of that Derek Bell 0-2. and the crowd's getting into it.
He swings and misses. The crowd is really on Derek Bell right now. They would like nothing more than see him punch out again. Billy Bean at third base with two outs. Place is about ready to go nuts if they get Bell out again. Bell looks a little tired. Anderson's going to go away from him. And he got him with a slider, and down goes Bell, and the place erupts. So Bell is gone, and the Phillies dodge a bullet here in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left. We're going to the bottom of the eighth. They still need one.
All right, bottom of the eighth. Phil's two runners on, two outs. Now, because it was a doubleheader, Pratt got the start in game two. Remember that, Todd Pratt? Well, in the eighth inning, there's Dutch pinch hitting for Pratt. Let's hear from Dutch.
Darren Dalton, 0 for 1 as a pinch hitter this year. Facing Gene Harris with two on and two outs in the eighth inning. He was, and it's a base hit to right field. Here comes Hollins being waved around. Bean's throw. It's a tie game here at 3:53 in the morning. The Phillies have tied this baby on a base hit by Dalton.
Dalton's on the infield tonight. 61 RBIs. Only Matt Williams leads him in the race for the National League. And Dalton takes a 3-0 fastball, laces a hard grounder to right field. Billy Bean coming in makes a strong throw. But Hollins with a great jump. Best of all was Pete Incaviglia off and running with the play over to third base.
And the Phillies have finally tied this game.
Wow, how about it, man? That's amazing. Bottom of the ninth now. Phils have been using everyone, not just the pitch, but the hit and also run. Mariano Duncan led off the inning with a double, but got hurt running the bases. So Tommy Green had the pitch run with two outs. Green was on third. And the ball gets away from the Padres catcher, Kevin Higgins. Play at the plate.
There it is. Deuces are wild, as Byron Sam used to say.
This is the catcher made a fine throw, and Hoffman right there catches the ball, and Green is out.
Wow, all right. So now let's move on to, it's amazing. The top of the 10th, Mitch pitches a 1-2-3, all right? 1-2-3 for Mitch. Now, bottom 10, Inky's on first with a walk. Dutch was up next, but he goes down swinging. So there's one out. Inky is on second. Izzy's on first. And here you go. Mitch Williams.
He's not going to get cheated.
Williams has one lifetime home run. This is his first at bat of 1993.
I told you, you don't want to be on
I mean, what a call, right? That was terrific. But if you think that was good, oh my. Let us go to the great Harry the K.
Now the stretch. And the pitch.
Swing and a base hit to left center field. Hank Camellia's going to score. This game is over. On an RBI hit by Minchie Poo. The Bills have won it 6-5 and 10 on the Wild Things RBI hit. Can you believe it? 6-5 Phillies. We'll be back with the totals and a recap in just a moment.
Wait, can you do that one more time, Andrew? Give me the whole thing one more time. I was the greatest.
Out of stretch. And the pitch.
Swing and a base hit to left center field. Hank Camellia's going to score. This game is over. On an RBI hit by Minchie Poo. The Bills have won it 6-5 and 10 on the Wild Things RBI hit. Can you believe it? 6-5 Phillies. We'll be back with the totals and a recap in just a moment.
Wow! Are you serious? Isn't that great, Tonic? Don't you just love that?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. That was fantastic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.